From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A state of emergency in Southern California after wildfires erupted, fueled by those ferocious Santa Ana winds. Fire officials say well over 5,000 acres have burned and at least two deaths are confirmed in major wildfires burning in Pacific Palisades, Pasadena, and Altadena outside L.A. Los Angeles County Supervisor Catherine Barger.
Heed the advice of first responders. When they ask you to evacuate, evacuate.
Those winds today will get worse, not better. ABC's Alex Stone is in Altadena.
I have never felt wind like this here in California. This is like being in a hurricane, a smoky hurricane. You cannot see very far in front of the car here. There are people trying to get out, a line of cars, people evacuating. There are glowing embers rolling down the street. Coming off of the flames, there are homes burning around here.
In a new court filing, the DOJ says it will not publicly release the special counsel's report on the classified documents case against Donald Trump, while co-defendants' cases are still pending. The attorney general does plan to release the volume related to Jack Smith's January 6 election interference case. President-elect Trump now asking the Supreme Court to stop Friday's scheduled sentencing hearing in his hush money trial.
Donald Trump's attorneys say his status as president-elect means he has immunity now, even though he won't take office until January 20th. His application asks the court to preempt the normal appeals process in New York and put Friday's scheduled sentencing on ice. The lawyers who filed Trump's application are also his picks for top positions in the Justice Department.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Former President Jimmy Carter lies in state at the U.S. Capitol, where public viewing is underway. His funeral is tomorrow. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The bells tolling and the faithful gathering at St. Peter's Square in Rome on word of the passing of Pope Francis. The Vatican made the announcement early this morning, surprising many. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Rome.
I think the mood now is one of shock, for sure. They did not expect this news, certainly the day after Easter.
I'm Jim Ryan in Kerrville, Texas. The Guadalupe River is still running fast and high, but is back within its banks 3 days after exploding onto the countryside in a wall of water that carried away everything in its path. Amanda Sue Jones, her husband, and four kids evacuated moments before the worst of the flooding hit.
From the time we crossed the bridge to when everything's getting swept away was, probably 10 minutes.
But at least 80 people in five counties did not make it out alive. 27 of them kids and counselors at Camp Mystic alongside the Guadalupe.
It was nothing short of horrific to see what those young children went through. And we will remain 100% dedicated searching for every single one of the children.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Turning Point founder and conservative political activist Charlie Kirk has been shot. Two law enforcement sources confirmed the shooting to ABC News.
Counting or not counting gang violence.
Great.
The bullet struck the 31-year-old near his throat. Kirk's security team quickly swept in and carried him away. At first, officials reported that a suspect had been detained, but they later said the shooter was in fact not in custody.
A ceasefire and hostage release deal has been reached between Israel and Hamas. It follows months of hard negotiations. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
They're very happy that there will be a deal, but they are worried that this initial six-week ceasefire and 33 hostages out in return for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners and other conditions might not actually lead to a second and a third phase of the deal.
It isn't every day you have to fight off a wild boar in your house, but in Lehigh Acres near Fort Lauderdale, Edward Wells
Easy.
Had to deal with a hog that crashed through his back door after attacking his dog, Bailey. This 300-pound hog stood his ground and grunted at Mr. Wells and his dog 45 minutes to an hour until deputies tried to wrangle the snarling invader.
Hey, bring me that rope!
To no avail, the boar got away. Wild hogs are a thing in all 67 Florida counties, and you can thank the Spanish explorer De Soto, believed to have introduced them in 1539.
La-di-da, la-di-da, la-la.
For many film lovers, Diane Keaton will always be Annie Hall, the awkward tie-wearing girlfriend in Woody Allen's Oscar-winning film. But Keaton played a wide range of characters in her decades-long career, like Michael Corleone's wife in the Godfather films.
Michael, is it true?
Don't ask me about my business, Kate.
Is it true?
Esther moved to an area that's less remote, but she wanted to help the people who still live off the grid.
Thanksgiving will be the fourth year that I'll be throwing turkeys out of the plane.
Thank you.
Each year, Esther organizes the annual Alaska Turkey Bomb, delivering turkeys from the skies.
I have one hand hanging out the door with the turkey, and I'm watching, and I usually have goggles on because it's so windy and it's freezing cold. And then I have my phone in the other hand, and as soon as I drop it, I hang out the door with my phone and watch it fall to the ground.
Esther was inspired by a friend who would help her family out during those long months when she was a kid.
And he would drop turkeys during Thanksgiving to my family and all the families in the area.
20 years later, on a trip to her family's homestead, she decided to pay it forward when she visited their new neighbors.
And they were telling me that the winter had been tough for them, and a squirrel split for dinner three ways just didn't really go that far.